Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Downs store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Abner returned from the county seat today, where he'd spent a week learning how to operate a projection machine. He's quite impressed with his new knowledge, but so far he hasn't had a chance to demonstrate this newly acquired ability. As we're looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Johnham Downs store and library. Lum is now hopeful of an early opening of the theater.
Hi, Grannies. I'm sure proud you're back again, Abner. And now we ought to be able to start up our picture show in no time at all.
Yeah, well, Lum, don't you want to see me run the moving picture machine? Don't you want to see what I learned at the county seat?
Well, not right now. I told you can run in quick as Cedric gets here. Right now, there's some more important stuff to take up.
More importance? Now, what's more importance than running that machine? We can't have no picture show without it.
Well, I know that, but we've got to
decide. It's taken me a whole week to learn it. Shows right there how important it is.
I know that, Abner,
and
but
it cost us a batch of money, too, Lum. Me living in a hotel and eating in lunchrooms every day.
Yeah, but I figured that money was a good invest. Leastways, I hope it was.
Oh, it was a good invest, yeah. I learned a heap of complicated stuff in there.
You did, huh?
Yeah, come on, just let me run the machine once. I'll show you what I learned.
Now, wait till Cedric gets here. Now that you know how to run it, I want you to learn Cedric how to do it.
Learn Cedric?
Why, sure. That was the whole idea of your trip.
Huh?
We wanted to send Cedric, you know, but he couldn't get away.
Well, just a minute now. You mean I ain't going to get to run that machine myself?
Why, of course not. That wouldn't look right. Big moving picture executives never run them machines themselves.
They don't, huh?
Why, no. Now, Bounty, you never seen the manager of the Lyric Theater at their county seat running his'n.
Well, no, I don't believe I never, but he might have did it when I weren't looking. I weren't there all the time.
No, he never. And I don't want you to do it, neither. I don't want folks to get the idea that we're running some little old backwoodsy show out here. This is big time stuff, and don't you forget it.
Well, all right, I'd still love to run it myself, though. Wished I could at least show Elizabeth how good I can do it, Lum. I just want to prove to her that there's something I can outcap her doing.
Well, you can show her sometime. When both of you down to the show and nobody ain't looking, take her up there and show her you know how to run the machine, if that'll do you any good.
I'll do that. Just tickle her to death to see how smart I am.
But don't do it when nobody's around the picture show. Us employers are supposed to employ employees for that job.
Huh?
I mean, we're supposed to hire somebody. And it's going to be Cedric.
Well, all right. I'll tell you right now, though, I'll never be able to learn Cedric none of this stuff, Lum. It's just plumb too complicated for him.
Well, I think maybe you can explain it to him all right.
Well, I can explain it to him, sure. But he won't understand none of it, Lum.
What's the reason he won't?
Well, all I use is big words when I'm talking about that stuff. Great big technical words. Some of them are so big, I don't hardly understand some of them myself.
Well, what you'll have to do is just break it up into little bitty words for Cedric, then.
I don't believe I can break them little enough for Cedric. No, don't believe I can do it. This is awful deep stuff, Lum.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. If you don't use big words to talk about it, why, you just ain't talking about it. You're over on some other subject by that time.
Well, we'll try it once anyways, and if Cedric don't catch on, why, we might have to call in Professor Sloan for an interpreter.
For a what?
An interpreter.
Huh?
You know, like when two fellas want to have a talk with one another, but they both talk different languages, and they can't understand one another.
Well, I do know. Well, if they can't understand one another, well, how did they ever find out they wanted to talk in the first place?
Why, they just... I don't know. I never thought about that before. Anyway, they call in somebody that talks both languages.
I bound you one of them feller knows some of the other feller's language, Lum, but he just ain't letting on. He's up to some trick there. Better keep an eye on him. Which feller is it?
Well, it ain't nobody that we know.
Well, I never doubt it was. I figured it must be strangers talking foreign languages that way. When did they come to town?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Did they come while I was away? Dog as I oughtn't never to have went. I oughtn't to have did it.
Abner, nobody come to town. I was just making that up to show you what an interpreter is.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, that's what I did say. Anyways, the idea is that we can get Professor Sloan to be the interpreter twixt you and Cedric.
Twixt me and Cedric? Has Cedric started talking some foreign language since I've been gone?
No, no, of course not. But you said you couldn't explain that you'd learned about the moving pitch machine in simple enough language for Cedric to understand it. So you can tell it to Professor Sloan, and then he can put it in little bitty words for Cedric.
Oh, well, of course, I don't much believe Professor Sloan can understand me neither on the way I talk.
He can't?
No, sir.
Is it actually that complicated?
Oh, there's some deep stuff, Furlong.
Hmm.
I never would have catched on to it myself if I hadn't had such a high grade of ignorance, I don't believe.
Well, about all we can do then is to try it out on Cedric anyways and see how much of it he can get.
He'll never get none of it. I can tell you that right now.
Well, we'll see.
No.
Now, let's take up some other matters that we got to study on.
Never catch on to what I'm saying.
For instance, we got to decide on a name for our picture show.
Name?
Why, sure. Then we got to pick out what color we want the front of it painted. Get a screen or a sheet or something to show the pictures on. Decorate the lobby for the opening premiere.
Decorate the lobby?
Yeah.
Well, what do we want to decorate the lobby for? Folks ain't going to sit out there long. They'll all be inside seeing the show.
Yeah, but you got to have big lobby displays to get the crowds. That's what that feller said, that feller I bought the films from.
Oh, him.
Fact is, he sold me stuff to put up out there in front for our first picture, The Vulture's Revenge.
He did, huh? I might have known he'd do that.
Well, this is all stuff we need, though. For instance, we're going to have three stuffed vultures sitting out in the lobby.
Three vultures?
Yeah, they're wild birds of some sort, buzzards or something.
I know what they are, but what are they doing out there in the lobby?
Well, oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, don't you say...
What are them birds standing out there in the lobby for?
Abner, I said these birds were stuffed.
Well, maybe they are. If they've ate too much, that's their own fault, not mine. What I asked you was, what are they doing out in front of our picture show?
They ain't doing nothing, because they ain't alive even.
Well, they must be if they just got done eating a big dinner stuffing theirselves.
Yeah, but what these birds are stuffed with is sawdust.
Sawdust?
Yes, sir.
Lord, me, such appetite. They'll eat anything, won't they?
Grannies, I almost wish you'd stayed at the county seat.
Huh?
Listen, Abner, I just got them birds for decorating the lobby.
For decorating the lobby?
Advertising the picture.
Aye, doggies, are they smart enough to do that? Come on, let's go over and watch them now. There's something I'd love to see.
No, Abner, come back here.
Huh?
What I meant was... Wait a minute, here comes Cedric. Now you can learn him that stuff.
I tell you, it's no use, Lum. He'll never catch on to
it. Well, he might. I want you to try it anyway.
Never do it. He'll never learn it. Never in his life.
Now, be patient with him, Abner.
Howdy, Cedric.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner. When'd you get back?
Oh, I just got in not long ago.
Did you have a nice trip, sir?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good in Cedric. Worked most of the time learning deep stuff.
Cedric, what I want you to come over here for was to have Abner learn you how to run the pitcher machine, long as he knows how now.
Oh, yes, Mom. I'd love to learn that, boy.
You'll never do it, though, Cedric.
Abner, don't disencourage him before he even gets started.
Never do it.
Now, let's go back here where the machine's at, and you can have your first lesson, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I can't wait to try to...
I wish I could hold out some hope for this, Ida, but I just can't. He'll
Abner,
never learn.
Stop talking that away.
Never.
All right, there's the machine right there. Go ahead and start learning.
All right. Wish I knew how to make it simple enough. But now, listen, Cedric. Pay awful close attention to this stuff now, because it's terrible complicated stuff I'm going to tell you.
Yes, Mom.
I'll try to make it into just as little bitty words as I can for you. And go as slow as I can, too, but you got to pay attention.
Well, that ought to help me learn it if you go slow.
Any time now you don't understand some big word or something that I say, why, you just stop me.
Yes, Mom.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go now. Pay attention. Now, this is a machine right here, Cedric. First of all, you take... Let's see now,
Well, first you take the film there.
Yeah, that's right. The film, and take the film, and then you, let's see, you,
Put it right on that doojigger right there. That
it goes on right. This doojigger here.
And them little holes in the film fits in them little things on
there. Yeah, the little holes fits right in that little sprocket there. Am I going too fast for you, Cedric?
No, Mama, don't believe so.
Well, just tell me when I am now. Then you take the film, and, there's something I'm gonna bob around here. You get through this scene now,
It goes right down through there, Mr. Abner.
Yeah,
that's right there.
Yeah. You want to stop and rest a while, Cedric?
No, Mom.
Well, am I using too many of them big technical words that you don't understand?
Well, I'm catching on to most of them, I believe.
Well, you're trying anyway. Now then, let's see, you have to adjust the lenses. There are summers around here. Where is them things?
Right there, Mr. Abner.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Right there. Turn that thing there.
You sure you're getting all this now, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
It's awful complicated stuff, you know.
Yes, Mom, it sure is.
Mom, I don't believe he's getting it.
He's doing all right. Just keep going.
Well, all right. Now, watch close, Cedric. Try and learn this now. Try your best. See what you do next here. Oh, yeah. Now you turn it on. That's
switch. Little switch right there is what you turn it on.
Yeah, that's it. Now, look, Cedric, you turn it from OFF, that's off, to ON, that's on. You get that?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
Turn it just like this. There. That's cute. That thing's supposed to be running now with that switch on.
Well, that's as far as I could get it, too.
Dog is long. I told you Cedric never could learn this deep stuff.
Well, wait, this ain't Cedric called.
Huh?
It's you that can't get the machine going.
Why, it can't be me. I know how to run it. I spent a whole week learning how. It can't be me. It's Cedric that's mixed up.
Well, if you know so much about it, why ain't the machine running then? Don't you know what to do?
Why, sure I do. Dog, you know this all looks so simple when I sit there and watch that other fella at the county seat. Without him here to do it, this thing's sort of different, I believe.
Wait a minute. I know what we done.
Huh?
We forgot to plug the cord into the electric light socket.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Yeah, put that in.
Now I hit it.
I do know.
Granny's good for you, Cedric. I want you to come back tomorrow for another lesson.
But I don't need another lesson now, I don't think, Mr. Lum.
I know you don't, Cedric.
Well, what you want him to come back over here tomorrow for then, Lum?
So as he can give you a lesson, Abner.
Huh?
And be sure you simplify it for him, Cedric. Break it up in little bitty words so Abner can understand.